cleaned out, as you can see. Like the right-hand side of the road wouldn't require one.
It doesn't look like that road is really...
Natural drainage. It is, but like I said, every one of them, I mean, you just go through there with the grader with that scar fire and the rippers, and you just pulverize it and re-lay that back out into the road and roll it.
You may be familiar with this. There's a difference between having to do dig outs with a subground, the base, everything's just soft and clay, and that's not the case on these roads. These roads are pretty solid. They just need some work.
I know you say it seems longer than what it is when we're going like this.
You see, it should tell me how many homes there are. 2, 1, 1. Are there more homes going there? There's not, according to the map, there's not even the 3 homes on the road.
Which one was that, Kathy?
Stagecoach.
It doesn't look like, unless you see something that I've seen on the paper, that the...
The other... I think it's Old Well Road. There's another house going in. So that would be 3 on it. They're all within the same... It's all within the same subdivision. The 3 roads. Here's one off of it.
Well, aren't they 20 acre?
They're big parcels. Like, I would assume 10 acre.
10 acre? Are they 10 acre parcels or... 10 acre?
10 acre parcels.
Nice fence. Who's been maintaining the road?
You know,
Bill Calvish, who lives at the very end, First Road, Stagecoach, and Dan Britton. Just a little bit of pothole maintenance.
But to me, I'm just saying I've done them in the past, those type of roads, when you have your scar fire on with the rippers about this far apart, and you pulverize it, you're a lot of machine time, but there's minimal that you have to haul back in on top of it.
Then we go back and if we compare that to like where we skipped Woodland Hills Drive and Bear Creek Estates Court.
Mm-hmm.
Help me understand the structure, the difference in those roads.
There really isn't.
There isn't?
I mean, those 3 at the bottom are chip and seal. Woodland Hill and the other one are hot mat. Woodland Hill was black base.
I'm looking at the cost, the amount of the homes, and what I just saw on the road.
They're not platted public roads right now.
Well, the last 3, yes. That's the only difference. But as far as the...
But that would mean my deal is, you know, if y'all did want to take them, they would have to be contingent upon platting them public. And right away for turnaround at the end of Stagecoach. But being the partials are the size that they are, it falls into the category of 65% built out. If anybody questions it.
The number of homes, if we stand strict with that.
That's why I'm saying the 65% built out.
It doesn't require the homes, you're saying?
Right, because of the amount of acreage on each parcel. I mean, how many is... There's currently a home. It's not showing up on there. As soon as you pull in on the right, being constructed, correct?
Yeah.
And then there's one down Old Well. They're clearing the land on it right now to be constructed.
I think there's two going in, that third one, and then I just found out about another one, this one possibly. Right? Because yours not, you haven't started clearing it. Yeah.
There's one going in on that first lot on the right.
Yeah.
That's right there where that cursor was on the right. The Bill and Carmen Calvage's house at the very end, you'll see the triangle. They're actually in the subdivision. At the very top of the screen.
Well, what road is that right there?
That's Stagecoach.
Stagecoach.
Their house is in that triangle piece at the top of the screen.
One on Stagecoach and one on Wagon Wheel and two on Old Well. Was there one that you had a... wasn't there another one that you said that was starting?
Yeah, there's another one that's being cleared. He hasn't started construction yet. He's cleared for it on Wagon Wheel Court across from the house.
Did you say he's in the process of making it public road?
They had a homeowners meeting the other night, and they seemed to all be in agreement.
Yeah, the point is for the county taking over the roads and doing whatever necessary to do that.
Deal would be if you want to table it until they come back and show that they've invited them public. And
we do it on a condition.
Go, click on the road real quick. Okay. Who is the homeowners association now out there? I mean, is it each homeowners association? Let's go back up and look at the other ones and come back. I mean, we got 1, 2, 3 that we kind of passed on. Is that right? Are you showing any other ones?
Yeah, the top one.
Top one. We got Bear Creek Estates, Shore Acre Drive, Woodland Hills Drive, and then these three. Is there any more?
That's all I've got.
Okay. No, you say on the Bear Creek Estate, subgrade has issues.
Well, due to the amount of soft spots, they can be saw cut and dug out and dealt with. A lot of that could be because of the drainage ditch. It's not maintained very well. It needs to be cleaned out. Anytime you've got water that cannot get away from the road and it sits there and soaks in under the road, that's where you get all your soft spots.
So I'm looking at the cost you say to bring it up, long-term maintenance. So you're talking about water and everything. Long-term
maintenance. Right there's where there's going to be a big dig out there.
Yes. And another one up here.
There's another dig out right there.
And one we just went over is all alligator crack.
Looks like they already fixed one there. Is this the, turnaround?
The turnaround, that would need to have the drainage cleaned out on it and the amount of base rock required to bring it up to the whole elevation of that road where when you did pave it or chip and seal it.
But as far as the total cost on all that, you think it's $15,750?
That would be cleaning the drainage, doing the dig-outs, and the crack seal up the middle.
After that is done, how hard do you feel it is to maintain?
Well, it shouldn't be unless underneath the road where I don't know what the material was they built it out of, as long as it will hold up, I mean it. Should be pretty minimal. And those patches, you know, saw cut and dug out and repaired and then some hot mix put back in them. And then eventually put a different seal coat over it.
I don't have a problem with that. Do you guys have any questions on that? Deb, is there anything? I mean, I'm just asking you, are we missing something? That... Mm-hmm. Move to approve Bear Creek Estates Court.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I have a question mark by Shore Acre Drive.
That's what I think we're probably going to come to.
Okay.
This is the one. And you asked the question, Sheila, about the culverts versus, you know, you said we kind of make them do culverts or this and that.
Yeah.
I think that's a little different than asking for their HOA money to go towards.
Well, I didn't mean us asking for it. The way I understood is they have said they would buy the material.
Right.
I wasn't
down
there,
here,
David.
Not on Shore Acre.
No, he's talking about down below, aren't you?
Well, it says pending on if POA can help with repairs.
Yeah, you're on down here.
Right. No. And then, but you had made the comment, whenever I said that, you had made the comment where we're asking them to pay for culverts.
Yeah.
Earlier up. I think it's two different. Culvert is an individual putting in the thing, and HOA is, hey, we're saying we can't make it contingent upon.
No, we're going to put in the culverts, aren't we, sir?
We install them.
They just buy them.
But that's typical. That's typical countywide.
That's how it goes countywide.
Yeah.
So I didn't see if they say we'll buy the material.
No,
and
they
stuff.
Didn't. Yeah.
Down below, but they say we'll buy the material and stuff if you'll do the labor. I was just trying to see that.
Well, they're not saying we'll buy the material. They're just saying. We need to talk with them more and find out exactly what they're willing to do.
Okay. I thought...
It had been made mention in the last meeting I was at with them. There was probably 10 of them there that they had mentioned helping out with that if they could to get them taken there.
Gotcha.
But there was no detail, and that would definitely be something that would need to be talked about again.
Right.
So you think you table that?
I do until we talk to the...
Not the Shore Acre Drive you're talking about.
No, the Woodland.
The Woodland.
Yeah, and we did table that one.
Yeah.
So on the Shore Acre Drive, though...
I have no problem with Shore Acre Drive if it can be that they...